What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked, guys. Let's go. Hello, guys. What's up? This is still your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, on the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. You're welcome to a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. And my guest for this episode is Queen Rafi. She's a very talented podcaster and a good friend of mine. And our topic for today are podcast communities helpful to podcasters. Make sure you stick with us till the end of this show to catch that part of my conversation, or should I say discussant, with Rafi on this podcast episode. Before we go ahead, guys, please follow and subscribe to this podcast right now. Check our links in the description to learn how you can become a member of this podcast from at least $1 on Patreon and Buy Me a Coffee. And you can also follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast. And on Twitter, you can follow us at TMAE Podcast. You can follow me, the host, at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter at _ Pablo Castro PR. And right now, I'm crossing over to that discussant with Queen Rafi about podcast communities, if they are helpful to podcasters like myself and other podcasters around the world. Yeah, what's up, guys? We have our royal majesty in the building, Queen Rafi. Thank you, guys. Shout out to her. She's here, man. Woo! Hello, what's up? How you doing, Rafi? Go ahead, introduce yourself and tell them where you're chatting with me from right now. And please call out your social media handles for them. Let's go.
My name is Queen Rafi. I am a podcast host and producer. I am a voiceover artist, and I am also the community manager for Ninja Pod Hub, which is a community for Nigerian podcasters home and abroad. I currently host my own podcast, Queen Rafi Space, which has over 600 episodes and is currently an award-winning podcast. Woo! In the space of personal and self-development.
Awesome. Thank you. Guys, we have a very talented podcaster in the building today with me on this show, guys. It's about to be lit. And our topic is, are podcast communities helpful to podcasters? But before we get to that, I like to do this or that or fun thing with my guests on every episode. And Rafi is here on the seat today, and it's our turn to do a this or that game with me. Rafi, are you there?
Yeah, I am here.
All right. So you listen to podcast steady. I'm sure you have your favorites already. So I'm going to put 3: Spotify, Apple Podcast, and Google Podcast. Take one, delete 2.
I'll pick Google Podcast, actually. I'll delete Spotify. I'll delete, what's the other one? Apple Podcast. Yeah. I'll pick Google Podcast.
Nice one. Me, I'm Spotify for life, because actually they have this web player that makes it very easy for me to just like stream this app, and I like to share my links there and all. So thank you very much, Rafi. Big love to you. Big love. Yeah, so guys, this is still your favorite boy, Pablo Castro, PR, and now to serious mode, you know, like we don't play enough, yeah? And let's get down to business. Our topic for today is, are podcast communities helpful to podcasters? My dear Rafi is here to discuss with me today and share, you know, opinions on different topics under this. So now let's start. Rafi, first off, what are podcast communities? Give us your own idea of what it is, and we'll move from there. Thank you.
That's interesting. Like, I mean, from the basic of what community is, it's basically a group of people coming together who share a common interest or have a common goal that they're trying to achieve, you know? So when you look at that and then you move to podcast communities are basically communities that cater to podcasters or people who like to listen to podcasts or create podcasts, who come together to share ideas, support themselves, you know, help each other grow, and also celebrate themselves depending on what any type of podcaster is looking for. Basically, just a community of like minds who at the base of everything that they do is making sure that they get better in the art of podcasting.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you guys heard it from her, man. You know, podcast communities are really there for guidance, for, you know, feedbacks and everything, collaborations. Trust me, guys. I'll get to more of that. What are the benefits of, like, 3 or maybe 4? Depends on how many you want to share.
There are numerous benefits to being a part of a podcast community. First off, you get to be with a community of like minds. I always say this, podcasting can be a very lonely journey in the sense that you are doing something alone. You don't even know whether you're getting it right, whether you're not getting it right. So a podcast community basically helps you to, what's the word now, not feel alone in this journey of podcasting. That's number one. Number two, you also get support. Support in the sense of if you know something is wrong, maybe you're trying to upload your podcast, it's not working out, something is not happening, you're trying to get where you can get free tunes, you're trying to know where you can, you know, get an app that you can use in creating maybe audiograms, an app you can use in designing your cover art. Because a lot of us, especially in Nigeria, we are everything for our podcast. We are the, you know, designer, you are the promoter, everything like that. So general when you don't market. Know one or two things, or you don't know a hack around something, as opposed to going to go and be searching the Google space over and over again, you ask in the podcast group and the podcast community, and somebody has done it before, they give you the info free and simple, really straight to the point. Even when it comes to recording softwares, sometimes not every one of us have the money to purchase these softwares. Mm-hmm. Some people already have it, they're able to share with you in the community, so you get that kind of stuff. You know, you're able to ask questions in our podcast community whenever and however, and people are going to provide that kind of answer for you. You know, another thing that you get from the support in the podcast community is, you know, celebrating your wins with you. I mean, if you're telling, say, your family or friends who don't understand what podcasting is, my podcast just hit 1,000 listens. They're looking at you like, okay, 1,000 listens. Congratulations. But when you're telling your fellow, but when you're telling your fellow podcasters, I mean, the clap is louder because they get it. They know what it means to have 1,000 listeners. They celebrate you. You know, when you're talking about, oh my God, I just secured this massive guest for my podcast, and you talk about it in the group, they get it. And also, when you're also looking for guests and collaborations as well, you know, it's not every time that you're able to go on your Twitter and say, I'm looking for socials that are person. It's just empty to the air. But when you say it in a podcast group, oh, guys, I'm trying to do a podcast about something. Do you know somebody who is, you know, in charge of something like this, or does anybody who do a podcast that is on maybe mental health, for example, do you want to collaborate with me? Let's work with this. Like, that is another way actually that podcast communities help you. You're able to get collaborations, you're able to get tests, and then most importantly, you get to know about what is new and hot in the podcasting industry. You get to know that very, very quickly. I remember, there was an update that Spotify/Anchor did one time where you could actually include the Q&A to your podcast episodes when you upload them, right? And I didn't know that. It was somebody that came to the podcast group and dropped it, our community. I was like, oh, did you guys see this new update from Spotify? And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. So I went and I checked and I started to use it as well. So if I was on my own and I was not in the community, I would not find that information out as quickly as I did, you know? So new stuff coming out in podcasting, you get to know news and maybe grants. Yeah, there was another time where a podcast, there was a podcast grant that was being put out for people. And it was in the community that I found out that the podcast grant was, you know, being given out and you can apply for it. I applied and I ended up actually winning the grant. So those are the kind of things that a podcast community can do for you. You get to know about new stuff. People are always willing to help you. People are always willing to teach you. And I always say this, right? The podcast community, I don't know how it feels for other people, but for me, the podcast community has to be one of the most welcoming communities ever, because everybody is always all up in arms, ready to help you. You say, I have something, I have a problem, I want to do this, I want to do that. Like, you will find people willing to help you. And it helps also, what the community also does for you is give you inspiration and motivation to continue going. There are those times when your own podcast juice on your own, you're just exhausted. You just can't do it anymore. It's just like, I'm done. But then you go to the group, you see people putting up their new episodes, you see people talking about the new guest they've signed, you see people talking about one milestone they've achieved in their podcast, and you know what, you're fired up because you see other people doing it. You see other people achieving it. So that motivation, that inspiration is also something that is a massive advantage that you get from being in a podcast community. I'm sure there are so many other advantages that I did talk about, but for me, these are some of the major advantages that podcast community definitely has.
Thank you so much, Maru. Plenty, I tell you, man. It's pop pop pop. Alone said she gave us plenty, and now let's talk about the disadvantage, because in this life there's a good and there's a bad, because now this thing has so many benefits and enjoyment too that you guys have heard already from Rafi, and now I'm sure there are disadvantages too. So, and I know that this thing is very, very taxful. You know, when you especially when you have your own work to do, you know, fitting the time together with the community is one of those disadvantages. But let me just steal the shine right now. Let Rafi, you know, she's my guest. I want her to pour out all those disadvantages for us, you know, to hear from her. Let's hear the disadvantages right now, Rafi. Let's go.
I really thought long and hard about this, honestly. I did think long and hard about this. So this is what I would say. I think that one of the disadvantages of a podcast community would be that if you're somebody who doesn't exactly like to be in a team kind of space, you might not really enjoy it because there's a lot of, I don't know if I should use the word noise, but not noise, like people are having conversations every time. You know, people are having conversations and talking about stuff all the time. So if you're somebody who doesn't exactly want, if you just want your own space, all that talk in the groups, you know, can actually be distracting for you. And then for some people, the kind of milestones that people share and stuff, it can feel like pressure, right? It can feel like pressure. You can feel like you're not doing enough. You can feel, so as opposed to, like I said earlier, the advantage, while it can be motivation for some people, to some other people, it can feel like pressure. It can feel like, oh my God, what am I doing? Like, I see people are buzzing, okay, maybe I should just quit this podcasting thing. Do you get? And that, yeah, that has actually happened. There are a couple of people who have been in the community, see what other people are doing in the community and told themselves, oops, I can't do this. And they've given up, you know? So these are some of the disadvantages as well. And then another disadvantage would be that, in as much as I said that you're allowed to ask all your questions and who will answer you, sometimes some people's voices can get lost in all of that. You get in a situation maybe where everyone is busy talking about stuff, you can ask a question and you're not getting answers immediately because people are focused on something else, you know? So that again is another thing that, you know, it's sort of like is a disadvantage. But when I think about it, you put the advantage and the disadvantage on a scale, I would definitely say that the advantages way more, much more than the disadvantages.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're having a little bit of network glitch, guys, but no wala. We press forward. We march. We're moving through it. That's what it is. So, guys, been hanging out with me, Pablo Castro, PR, the host and owner of this podcast, the Madhouse Adults Entertainment Podcast. This podcast is available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Samsung Podcasts, Spotify, and all streaming platforms. Make sure you check out every episode that I've shared. And I've been hanging out with Queen Rafi, Her Royal Majesty, on this episode, and it has been fun, and we still have a little bit of time to spend on the show. So now let's talk about, you know, the numbers of podcast communities. You know, Rafi, how many do you know so far in Nigeria? Are there more than 2 or 3 or 4 or 5?
I think I know about 4 active communities. That's the ones that I know, active communities, about 4 active communities. So I know there is Ninja Pod Hub, obviously. Yeah. I know there is Podcasters of Ninja community, mm-hmm, as well. I know there is Ninja Anchors. Yeah, I know of that. Yes, I know of that as well. And I know there is also the APVA one, which is the African Podcast and Voiceover Association. I hope I'm not pronouncing it wrongly. I know of the APVA one as well. So these are 4 podcast communities that I know about.
All right, thank you. The same ones, you know, that's why I know, guys, like, you know, plenty pass like that. It's not more than that. We just have few communities in Nigeria growing, and because the industry is also growing, I'm happy where podcasting is right now in Nigeria, in fact, in Africa, you know. And I recently just, you know, we recently just got nominated for African Podcasters and Voiceover Artists Awards, and she became a winner for that award, and it's the first one of its kind, you know, and it was lit and so successful that we enjoyed the whole show throughout to the end of it virtually, like not even in real life, you know, virtually on YouTube. So that is how far podcasting has grown. So guys, we're closing this up right now, but before I let Rafi go, Rafi, do you have an advice to give a newbie podcaster watching this episode that is looking to learn?
I always say this every time I'm asked this question, and believe me, I have been asked this question a lot of times. I would say that learn the rules of podcasting and then break them. I would explain as usual. Podcasting has its rules, right? It has the way that it's supposed to go. But when I say break them, I mean bring your own individual spin to it. So we know, like, okay, you record, you do this, you do that, you edit, blah, blah, blah. Bring your personality to it. Bring your extra spice to it. Bring your extra flavor to it. That's what I mean by break them. So be able to say, yes, I know that this is how podcasting works. I would take that, but then I would infuse some other things like in myself. So are you somebody that's funny? Are you somebody that is a joker? Are you somebody that enjoys memes? Are you someone that enjoys skits? Are you somebody who is an educational person? Are you somebody who likes random facts? Like, whatever it is that is your personality, as a new podcaster, let it reflect on your podcast. People love to connect, not just with what you're saying, but even with you as a personality. So whatever it is that you're doing as a podcaster, even if you're producing a podcast, let it be that your personality reflects on that podcast. So that in such a way that when people listen to the podcast and they say, who produced that? Na Pablo, I know it's Na Pablo. Like, there's that, let that be something that you want to make as your stamp. This is not, like, anywhere you hear something that Kurafi did, you will know this is Kurafi doing it.
Yeah.
You're going to know. So that's the thing, like, fear is for spin. It's like, permit me to use like another podcaster who I really enjoy their podcast. Someone like Dayo Moyo, for example. If I listen to any work of Dayo Moyo, I know that it's Dayo Moyo because I know he's going to come with his teacher mood self, and I know he's going to explain whatever it is he's talking about, and I know I'm going to be learning something because that is his style. When I'm listening to something that is done by Tata Music Review podcast, for example, I know that he's going to bring his energy, like, you know, he's very 100. Energetic.
Yeah.
Do you understand? So that's the thing when I'm talking about, as a new podcaster, bring your unique self to the table. Bring your, as much as you're learning the rules and learning all the rules that podcasting is supposed to be done by, make sure that you also break those rules by bringing your own unique spin to it, by bringing your own personality to it. And believe me, the sky is your starting point.
Woo! Thank you. Thank you very much. I want to clap. Yes. Woo! So thank you very much, Rafi. Please go ahead, call out your social media handles for them once again. Tell them what you do and tell them about your podcast, sell your market, and I'll take it from there. Thank you.
Oh, cool. I always enjoy selling my market. No, I don't, but I'm going to do it. I am a podcast host and producer. I'm also a voiceover artist. My voice is nice, but I know. Come on, Hayami. I'm a voiceover artist, and my social media handles, you find me on Twitter. I haven't been there in a couple of days now because I've been very busy. I spend most of my time on Twitter these days. So at queen_Rafi is my Twitter handle on Twitter. For Instagram, my podcast Instagram handle is where you find me half of the time. At Queen Rafi Space Podcast is where my handle is for my Instagram. And what else? Yeah, I do voiceovers. So hire me. I'm not cheap. So come correct.
Thank you.
And I also help people too. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you so much, Rafi. So guys, you've heard it from Rafi and me today on this episode about podcast communities. I've released other episodes for you guys and I want you to go stream them. And then please don't forget to become a member of this podcast by, you know, checking the links in our description to know how you can support us on Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. So guys, it is a close. I love you guys. Please follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast and follow me, the host, at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram. I'm also on Twitter at _PabloCastroPR. Thank you very much, Rafi. We love you. We can't wait to see what's next from you. Big love.
Thank you very much. It's been a really good time. Yeah, thank you.